We have an announcement this morning at the start of our service. It's with sadness that we tell everybody that Ronlyn Thomason died late last evening. Our thoughts are with her husband Ross and her family at this time. Obviously, no arrangements have been made yet, but we will keep everybody informed so that they are aware. But we welcome everybody to our service this morning. We are glad that you've been able to join us. We welcome those who've been on holiday back to us. And I give thanks that from the comments that have been made that you had a relaxing and refreshing time while you were away. But we come this morning to worship God. And in Exodus 15, it says, "I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my might, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." And I've chosen as our first song this morning, a song, "I Will Sing Unto the Lord," which is based on those verses from Exodus. A joyful song, that one. But as we come into our service this morning, as we come to our opening prayers, I just wanted to read a few words from a poem and then say a few thoughts. And the poem says, "Woke early this dark morning and rushed into my day with so many things to do, I had no time to pray. Had lots of chores before me, each a great big task. I wondered why God didn't help me. He said, 'You didn't ask.'" Our prayers are a way of staying close to God. And to be honest, we don't need to tell God what we do each day because he already knows. We don't need to constantly remind God about the things that we may need because he already knows. He knows everything. But when we say our prayers, we should always remember that God is listening. God is always there right by our side, no matter what. And just as God is listening, we need to listen to God as well. It's a two-way street. You ever notice when people are jogging, they often have got their earphones in and they really can't hear what's going on around them and everything else. And picture in the bottom left of our screen, we can see the person saying, "I don't want to listen to you." So often it's actually easy for us to forget that when we're praying to God, it's not just a question of talking to God, it's actually having a conversation with God and a conversation where we actually pause to listen to what God has got to say to us. So I've got a final verse for that prayer, for that poem that we started with. Woke up early this fine morning and got a real good start. First, I said my prayers to Jesus. Then I listened with my heart. Let us pray. Lord our God, we know that we are your children, and in this certainty, we gather in your presence as a community. We thank you for the children of the King's Club who are meeting in Abingdon Park this morning. We pray that they will have a time when they feel close to you. We remember especially the family of Bronwyn in their grief. Be with them and all who loved her. We ask that you will grant us your Spirit, the Spirit who works in us and frees us from the many evils that still torment us. Be with us and let the power of your great grace and mercy be in our hearts, so that we may gain the victory and lead joyful lives on earth in spite of our many shortcomings, blunders, and sins. For your grace is great, much greater than all our failings. You are our God and Father, and we want to keep our consciences clear today and always through your grace. Be with us now as we worship you, sing your praises, and listen to your word. Amen. We're going to sing now a hymn, a very old hymn, but a hymn which reminds us that God is with us and does help us. Our God, our help in ages past. Our reading this morning is from Romans 14, and we listen to it being read to us.
Romans chapter 14. Now receive the one who is weak in the faith, and do not have disputes over differing opinions. One person believes in eating everything, but the weak person eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not despise the one who does not, and the one who abstains must not judge the one who eats everything, for God has accepted him. Who are you to pass judgment on another's servant? Before his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person regards one day holier than other days, and another regards them all alike. Each must be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day does it for the Lord. The one who eats, eats for the Lord because he gives thanks to God. And the one who abstains from eating, abstains for the Lord, and he gives thanks to God. For none of us lives for himself, and none dies for himself. If we live, we live for the Lord. If we die, we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this reason, Christ died and returned to life, so that he may be the Lord of both the dead and the living. But you who eat vegetables only, why do you judge your brother or sister? And you who eat everything, why do you despise your brother or sister? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, "As I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow to me, and every tongue will give praise to God." Therefore, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, we must not pass judgment on one another, but rather determine never to place an obstacle or a trap before a brother or sister. I know and I'm convinced in the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean in itself. Still, it is unclean to the one who considers it unclean. For if your brother or sister is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy by your food someone for whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let what you consider good to be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God does not consist of food and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. For the one who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by people. So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for building up one another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. For although all things are clean, it is wrong to cause anyone to stumble by what you eat. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or to do anything that causes your brother to stumble. The faith you have, keep to yourself before God. Blessed is the one who does not judge himself by what he approves. But the man who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not do so from faith. And whatever is not from faith is sin.
St. Augustine said, in essentials, unity, in non-essentials, liberty, in all things, charity. We can go in the direction of unity, or we can go in the directions of schism and expelling people. Stephanie told me I need to tell people what schism meant, because she said she didn't know what it meant. So what does it mean? And it's when we actually part company with each other because we disagree with each other's views. It's a word which is used quite a lot in religious terms. And through the years, over the years and centuries, at various times, various parts of the church have parted company with each other. The separation of Eastern and Western churches, separation of Catholic and Protestant churches, etc., etc. As people have not been able to accept what others have been saying. What Augustine was saying is, if we have differences, what, don't argue about them if they really don't matter. Reading that chapter from Romans, it struck me that something which seems to be a very modern thing, i.e. people talking about whether you should be vegetarian or meat eaters or vegan, actually it was something which was very real and a very real discussion in the Roman church. And we're being told those who feel free to eat anything must not look down on those who don't. And those who don't eat certain foods must not condemn those who do, for God has accepted them. And actually, if we look into the history of the church, all too often the separations or schisms that have occurred have been over really things that did not matter, but people made them matter. They made them become so important to each other. But the message of our reading today is that we should aim for harmony. We should build each other up. Notice it says aim for harmony. We are human. We do have disagreements with each other. We do get annoyed with each other at times. All of those who are married or in relationships, there have been times when we could have really sort of been quite nasty to our partner, isn't it? And sort of yelled at them. Maybe we have yelled at them, but we should, in our relationships, be building each other up, both personal and religious. We won't always succeed in harmony, but harmony is what we should be seeking. If there isn't harmony, then we should be looking to see why. If it's an unimportant thing which is stopping us get together, then we should put it aside. I have a couple of funerals to conduct next week. Talking to the families of them. In one family, the person who has died was one of nine. But over the years, she had fallen away from her siblings. Various things had caused them not to be speaking to each other. We need to make sure that we don't let silly things of life separate us from each other and harmony with God. Because each of us will have to give a personal account to God. We need to stop condemning each other. Remember the parable of the speck and the log in the eye, where Jesus told us that don't worry about the speck in our brother's eye or sister's eye. We need to take the log out of our eye, the log that is stopping us seeing the truth. We should live in such a way that we don't cause each other to stumble and fall. That reading, it was telling us, well, yes, maybe you do feel that there is nothing that is unclean and that is okay for you to eat whatever foods that you have. But if that's causing real problems to somebody else, then maybe we need to moderate our behavior to accommodate the weakness of others. We may have real strength, but we need to recognize that others may be weaker in the faith, and we need to support them. The kingdom of God is about living in the Holy Spirit, living a life of goodness, a life of peace, and a life of joy. We should be able to look back and to say, yes, there were times of darkness, there was times of problems, there was times of doubt. But overall, in our lives, we can remember and we give thanks and celebrate all those times of joy. We've heard the sad news of Bronwyn today. But in truth, we shouldn't be sad, for she knew her Lord and she has gone to be with him. We should actually celebrate her life. Give thanks for all the times that she brought joy into each of our lives. Therefore, it says in Romans 15, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you, so that God will be given glory. If Christ has accepted someone, who is it for us to say that they are unacceptable? Let us pray. O Lord, help us to live in harmony with each other. Help us to put aside the things that don't matter, the differences which are immaterial. And help us, Lord, to seek the unity with each other in the Spirit that you promised us and that you want us to have. Amen. We sing now a song. Song that reminds us that it is the breath of God through the Holy Spirit that enables us to live together in the harmony that Jesus desires of us. Let us now come to our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. Loving God, we recognize our responsibility to encourage and uphold one another and to live together in peace and love. We also recognize our needs and our human weaknesses and come to you now with our prayers and petitions. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Everlasting God, we thank you for our church leaders. We pray for all who preach your word. Inspire, lead, and grow us as disciples as we reach out to those in need in our communities and in our world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we pray for our world leaders, for our national and community leaders, and those in public office dealing with difficult situations, especially those involved with the serious problems associated with the pandemic. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we pray for our children and grandchildren who have returned back to school and those who are going in the next few weeks to colleges and universities to continue their education. We especially pray that all places of education will find ways of making teaching and learning safe as well as effective in such strange and difficult times. Help all students in their daily lessons. Give them the wisdom to listen and learn and to keep safe. Help their teachers and give them patience and knowledge to teach well, and help them all as together they learn the lessons of life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask for your wisdom to discern your wishes and direction in our lives, and ask for your help to discern how to deal with others in our daily lives. Those we live and work with, those we meet in shops and supermarkets, those with whom we share our roads, and those who serve us in cafes and restaurants. May we never be a stumbling block to those we meet in our daily lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Glorious God, we pray for all those we know who are housebound and in nursing homes, those in hospitals in recovery and rehabilitation. We thank you for our local hospitals, health centres and clinics and hospices and all those working in sheltered accommodation and care homes. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, we pray for all those departed this life and for those who are bereaved by their passing. Help us to be sympathetic, caring, and loving with the bereaved, and always ready to help practically and to pray diligently in their time of greatest need. We especially remember Bronwyn and her family, Madge Brown and her loved ones, and Aileen White and the family that loved her. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, we thank you that your wisdom not only enlightens us, but transforms and guides us as we go from this place of worship and into our daily walk through life with you. And now we pray together the prayer that you taught us, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our hymn with which we close our worship this morning is Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer. That reminds us all that we have the hope that when this pandemic is past, we will once more be able to gather and sing praises to God together. Mm-hmm. As we unmute ourselves, let it be known that God loves each of us. Let it be known that all therefore are worthy of each other's love. Let it be known that though we should die, we will come to life. Let this be known in Jesus' name. And now we say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
be with us all, now and forever.
Amen.
Just a few new notices today. Let us share them, seeing each other together. Stephanie, she said before the service, visited 16 churches yesterday and has so far gathered in sponsorship money £191. So we thanks that She was yesterday able to do that for the Northamptonshire Historic Churches Trust, and half of that amount comes to our church as well.
Thank you for the, you know, for the donations as well.
Okay. Next Sunday morning there will be services at St Andrew's Methodist. Trevor, do we still need to let you know if we're going to attend?
Yes, please. I haven't set a date yet, but I will be sent. But if anybody could let me know by Tuesday, that would be good.
Thank you. Yeah. Our service next Sunday again will be a virtual service, and Mark will be bringing us the message, and we will be having our prayer times on Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 11 as usual. Are there any other notices or announcements that people want to bring to us today? Janet?
If anybody would like to go to the funeral for Madge Brown, could they let me know, please? Because there's a few spaces left. It's on Monday, the 21st of September at 1 o'clock. At Kingsthorpe Baptist Church. So if you'd like to go, let me know, please. Thank you.
Yes, and the funeral for Eileen White, who was a Sunday school teacher at Kingsthorpe Baptist Church back in the 50s or 60s, we believe, will be on Thursday morning at 11:30. But she does come from a big family, so I think that... the family will be taking most of the 30 places that are available. But if anybody does remember anything of Aileen White, then please do let me know. Anything, anybody else?
I won't be in Monday, Wednesday or Friday because we're having the decorators in.
Good reason.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Bernadette.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else?
No, I won't be in tomorrow, but I'll be there. I'll be at the prayer meeting on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, thank you everybody for joining with us today. Hopefully the service was uplifting for you, and let us go and enjoy the rest of our day. At the moment outside here it is sunny, so I hope that the King's Club in Abingdon Park had and enjoyed their time together this morning. I'm sure that we will learn in due course about what went on, but that's why our numbers here are down a few, because some are there looking after the youngsters in Abingdon Park. So thank you everybody, and you. Good morning.
Thank you, Adrian.
Bye everyone.
Bye.